God damn, it's been a while since we did that, huh?
Click. We about to bounce back. Bounce back.
Yeah.
Back.
You know what? I don't wanna start off like saying like, oh, we back, this, that, and the third. I feel like we've done that 7 times and then they've disappeared off the face of the planet. I don't wanna get their hopes up, yo. You get what
we said that. I feel like we said that the last time. We promised though. We promised. Right. Listen.
How long ago was the last time?
I think June.
How many months is that? It's
like 9 months.
Well, niggas could have fucking had a baby by now. Like, niggas' whole life could have been flipped upside down. Whole life flipped upside down. And I like it, take a minute, just sit right there.
It's all
right. Yeah, we back, yo. It's Zay. It's Britt, if you did not remember. I don't know what the fuck number episode is this. We're going to go with 173.
Oh.
Maybe.
I don't think it matters.
I ain't opened up that app in years. They just happy we back. I would assume.
I mean, I'm happy we back.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It does feel good seeing you on the other side of this Skype. That's when you know we fucking old. We are fucking old, yo. We're old. Who uses Skype?
I mean, it works for what we're doing.
Right? I would think it's Zoom.
Yeah.
I think Zoom would be the move.
Yeah, fuck Zoom. Yeah, so Zoom got too much stigma attached. I won't feel like it's something professional that I'm doing, some work related. No, thank you.
I think Zoom took over like during the pandemic and we still got like trauma from being locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck Zoom.
Yeah.
Fuck Zoom. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great?
I'm all right. I'm cool.
You cool?
Chilling.
I mean, that's good. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I mean, life been lifing.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody really, I would love to talk to the people that like have a bone to pick with us, because like if your life is going great or has been, like, I feel like it's been a tumultuous like year.
I mean,
I feel like crazy shit.
Yeah,
has
2023
happened.
Was definitely a whirlwind the second half, because like after June,
right.
Shit turned the fuck up. In my life, at least. Not necessarily 100% in a bad way, but it was just back to back to back to back. Like, things were just coming. Like, so, I mean.
I had to deal with, like, two floods.
No, our last episode couldn't have been in June. I don't think it was June. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Floods!
Yeah, just like a lot of rain, and where I'm at is a flood zone, so like we had to evacuate one
time.
Yeah, like we haven't talked. Yo, by the way, folks, if you think like we've been talking and just been cutting you out of our conversations, we have not.
Nah,
like it has been up and down, you know, but the good thing about it is we have a good foundation of a friendship where we don't have to talk. We do not have to talk for months on end. We'll do the occasional text, hey, are you good?
Right.
And that suffices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all little funny friendships that can't survive. I come back talking shit. I come back talking crazy.
I can't imagine only us, you know, we're experiencing, you know, severe ups and downs the end of 2023. Right. I mean, I think this year is a bit more calm. I think kind of just getting more things in order, but 2023 was supposed to be a year of a bunch of emotional things anyway. That was expected. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad that
definitely
things
definitely 176. This is episode 176.
Oh, okay, you're close.
I don't.
When was the last one?
I don't know when I posted. Hold on. Okay. Keep going though. You're saying 2023 was like a year of emotion.
Well, yeah, trying to get your emotions in order and just seeing, you know, what what bothers you, you know, or what things you need to work on as far as your emotional health. And just experiencing things too that, you know, make you have a different perspective on life. So
June 22nd.
Really? Oh, so it was in June.
Yeah.
Did we did we record something and not put it out? Is that what happened? Didn't we record an episode and it like didn't your audio didn't save?
That might have been
I think that's why I'm getting thrown off, because I'm like, we've talked about certain things that happened after June. And why isn't this aligning? That's what happened, I remember. Sorry guys. If you feel like you're missing out.
We're good, though.
It wasn't anything worth re-recording, but yeah.
I think you're right, because I think we did go like 40 minutes.
And we did a whole thing, yeah. And you were like, and we were just like, you know what? And we flipped the table and walked away. And
we threw the ball on the roof. We took our ball home.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we...
Do you think you're 2023? Do you think like you accomplished the emotional task that it was going to be in June?
I mean, I don't feel like there was anything I could have predicted. You know what I mean? Especially as far as like losing people. You know, like my best friend lost her father, and you know, one of your really good friends too. So that was heavy. And then I lost my grandfather, and I was like the first person to really, you know, pass in my family recently. So I had to kind of drop everything and make a road trip to Missouri out of nowhere, which was a bit much. And then, you know, I did get a chance to come see your family. So that was fun. You know, just it was like reunions, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it was just like different situations going on. But at the end of the day, it was like so good to like reconnect with so many people, you know, even if they weren't always under the best circumstances. And then my best friend just spoke about she moved away. So I'm like, oh, I'm by myself. It's okay. I'm not like 100% by myself, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's different, you know? And then I moved from where I was living. I moved in with my man. So that's been going great. I live in a different part of the city that I've never lived in before. I mean, Southwest gets a bad rep, but I actually like it over here.
You do? That's
yeah, good. Southwest. That's everybody good. Shits on Southwest. And I'm like, I think it's like one of Philly's best kept secrets, low key. Like, low key.
That's fire. Shout out to Southwest.
Ain't shit over here, but it's.
That's good. 2023 was kind of like just relationships. It kind of solidified like who the people were.
Yeah.
In my like circle, even though like, you know, me and you weren't talking that mm-hmm. much. Like, I feel like the people that I'm really, because let's face it, yo, we coming up on 40.
Yeah.
Like eventually, mm-hmm. like we coming up on 40, and I feel like we're entering into like the second leg of life.
Yeah, I mean, this is middle age.
Yeah. Fuck, shut the fuck up. But I feel like 2023 kind of solidified like who's in that second leg for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was dope. That's like a very dope, that like clarity. Why you say that?
No, I'm just saying, like, thinking about my own life, I'm like, yeah, because I reconnected with a few way older friends, you know, and it's like we still have that good connection, even if it ain't, you know what I'm saying, talking all the time. And, you know, we had a check in and it's like, OK, like you're still somebody that I can count on, you know, if I really need somebody, you know, to talk to or whatever the case is, like the love's still there.
Yeah, I don't think I can deal with people I got to talk to all the time.
I can't do it.
I think that's very high maintenance.
I cannot do it. Level
of relationship. Like, they're just having that expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll catch you when I catch you. I think we need to both have enough level of emotional maturity to know where we are. And security.
Well, I think, like, and this is the issue I was having with my son in social media, too, is just, like, all of our brains are fucking fried, right? And I'm going to kind of get into this later. I don't want to start.
Cooked. Brain is cooked.
Okay. So I don't want to get into it right now, but later, because I don't want to start the episode off with too much, you know, flippy dippy hoopy doopy shit. But, you know, when I had my son in 21, I having a new baby, you know, you get out of touch with things. And I thought it was just me, you know what I'm saying? Not doing a good job of being able to keep up with messages and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I'm struggling, you know, and I feel like I'm getting disconnected or I'm like letting people down, you know, I'm not able to like keep all these conversations going with my friends and stuff. And then I realized it's like, no, everyone's becoming oversaturated. And I need to look up exactly when this happened, when they started putting shit that you're not following on your timeline.
I would love, you know how you get like the daily reports of how much you was on your phone? Mm-hmm. I would love to see like a daily report of like how much like media I consumed that like wasn't who I followed.
Something you meant you were trying to like look at, you know, how distracted am I getting on these four right. pages or whatever.
They are distracting us from us trying to be distracted.
Right.
Like, we can't even look at the shit that we want to look at.
Right. And then, too, you think it's not so bad because it's things like, say, for me, cooking videos, right? Oh, my God. So many freaking cooking videos because that's a lot of what I consume. So that's a lot of what's suggested because I usually will watch those the whole way through or I'll like it, you know. So, of course, I'm being fed more of these types of videos. But after a while, it's like it's never ending the amount of content there is. So it's like, even if I'm not looking at trash, it still ends up being trash because it's just too much. So I think since they've done that and, you know, causing our brains to just constantly, we're basically, it's just a cycle. We're throwing out shit because your brains can only hold but so much. And I know we've talked about this before. Like, you can only retain but so much information at a time, especially when it's that type of fleeting information. You know, it's not anything deep that you're really, like, you know, focused on one topic and doing deep research. This is all shallow stuff. So it's just being pushed out. Like, do you remember what the hell you looked at this morning?
No. Yeah. Like, do you ever feel like we're just like the like jack of all trades, master of none? Like, I feel like I could talk about everything, but only to like a certain depth.
Well, yeah, like when you see everything all the time, you know. And I think it's just exhausting all of our brains because we're not meant to hold that much stuff and to see that many different images or videos or thoughts, or you just hear so much and so many conversations. So I think that's added to our fatigue. And at this point, everything is so predictable. What else can, what can we do? What's something has to be, I don't even know what the next best thing could be, but it has to be something that challenges perspective because we already know.
I feel like the older I've gotten, and I'm like, I'm struggling to figure out if this is just like cynicism, but like, I feel like the walls are coming down and like, you know, like the curtain, mm-hmm. like, is falling. And that's why everything is so predictable. Like, everything you see on the news looks like it's, like, out of a script.
Well, yeah, and especially when you have people that are able to come right behind and say, well, no, actually, I was there. That didn't no, that didn't happen. So it's like, you know, every little thing, we kind of know the backgrounds of how all these different things operate. So, yeah, that veil is completely, you know, shattered. But also,
and then, of course, with the internet, like, you're able to get the information and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's so funny watching like older people like still act like the internet is not a thing and like they can just get up there and lie about shit or like it just have like outdated. You remember, your son, our generation is like the last generation that like kind of like experienced the world. Mm-hmm. Like, at face value, we were bored. Like, I don't know any kid who's bored anymore. Like, they're just constantly entertained. But, like, we were kind of the last generation that you can, like, we can run up to somebody and somebody can just do a bold-faced lie in your face and you kind of just ran with it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, no such thing as rumors anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you can really get to the bottom of a rumor. Like you remember, like, stupid shit, like Sierra's a man? Mm-hmm. Like, that shit caught fire and there was no way, like, to disprove it or anything. Like... Like, that's how, like, I don't know. I just feel like rumors don't, how can a rumor exist? Like,
I mean, yeah, they do briefly until, they are often debunked. But yeah, at this point, it's just like with every little thing, if you make dancing videos, it's predictable. We've seen those moves. If you make funny videos, I mean, And then, you know, we've seen all the jokes. You could tell what's scripted at this point. I don't know. It's just, even though people have their different niches, it's just like, we've seen it all at this point.
You want to know what I think, like, deep down, what I think it really is? I think it's more cynicism, yo. Because I think we have so much to distract us, right? And we have, like, a whole bunch of people jump skipping and dancing and shit like this. Meanwhile, like, the world is on fire.
Literally.
Like, the world is on, like, the world is on the edge. Like, people are on the edge. And we have these things that, like, we kind of look at these things and we're like, oh, that's still fun.
Yeah.
They, remember that one girl that used to just be dancing and shit? That's the
heaviest set girl. Young barbecue.
I haven't seen her in like two years.
I think she's still doing it. I don't follow her, though.
I said, oh, this bitch still dancing.
I know.
But, like, as I look, as I consume some of this content, I'm just like, hey, yo, I don't know how you're still dancing.
I don't either.
Like, did you just see the news? Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, it's getting kind of
100%.
We're gonna get into it. It's getting kind of like, it's kind of personal to me because I have like, I'm in a weird relationship with social media and how much I want to share and how much I want to keep private and shit like that. But like, I don't know how these niggas is still dancing.
I don't either. But I mean, because they're making money, so some of them they don't.
This is true.
They don't have they have a choice, but you know, if that's their main thing and they haven't built up any other skill sets, I don't know, you know, or maybe that's just the easiest way.
Or maybe I'm not projecting, but maybe this is my problem. Like, how am I still looking at these people? Maybe that is what it is.
I don't know what the heck we were watching, but we both saw this video and they're basically saying like, oh, you sent me something and I watched it's some content creator that's been doing it before it was like really taken off. And he had a YouTube video that was about a half hour long or so. And he was just talking about losing the motivation to continue content creating. And it's like, you know, when you're just not getting the same numbers you used to get because they're always pushing new people to discover new, you know, people rarely circle back to look at the people that they follow. Like I saw one girl complaining because one video did millions of likes and then she gained all these followers, but then they didn't, you know, it didn't really show with the later videos she posted. And I mean, I'll be honest too. I know I follow people and I never go back to check their pages again. I'm just like, yeah, I'll follow.
Right.
And I don't really follow up necessarily because there's always new shit to look at. The fucking problem. So it's like, when do I have time to go back to see what you're doing if I'm always looking at the new thing? But
I was so mad the other day, like I was trying to like remember a name of a page that like I actually enjoyed and there was no way I could pull it up.
I know, it's crazy.
And it just so happened it came across my like my timeline and I was like, okay.
Right.
So I like I guess you can put notifications on.
Okay.
That's like the one thing I had notifications on was just like, all right, well this brings me some type of joy.
Yeah.
So let's try to keep this.
Right. I do that with YouTube. But that person from the video I was watching, that content creator that made that video I was watching on YouTube, he basically said, you know, like, if you're at this point, if you're not a creator, you're a spectator. Like, there's only two groups.
Yeah.
So, like you said, like, it's difficult to find where you fit in when you're just trying to utilize Instagram in the normal way.
Right. In the way that it was intended for. She was saying, like, it used to be, like, a social network.
Uh-huh.
Like, it used to be more of a, like, community type.
Yeah,
thing
now it's like we're doing watching TV.
right. So like you're forcing these two groups. She called it creators and audience. And personally, I think I fell into the audience group hard.
I mean, yeah, I'm not putting out no damn content, so that's where we fall in. There's two groups, like they said.
But then there's like that pressure to put out content. Like, I don't like this game that like the only way you can participate in it is if you turn into this like constant creator.
Exactly. That's what the word I was looking for, right? Like, is this the only way we could participate? Which it doesn't have to be that way. But I mean, it's definitely the direction right now where it is. Because I know I rarely see, I don't even know if my friends post anything. I don't see it. Here and there, I'll see a regular post from one of my friends, but like in general, no. You know, you go to somebody's page and it's like, shit, when you post all this stuff, I didn't know.
Right. It's funny because, like, I've fallen into the audience category and I have, like, a story of confirming that, like, as of late.
Okay.
Right? So I'm working on a new platform It's called So Live, SEAUX Live. Go follow them on Instagram, all platforms. It's basically kind of like a live performance and interview platform, kind of like a Colors or NPR type thing. So we did our first recording a couple weeks ago, or last week. We got the photographer to come, and he's taking these pictures. And I've been off Instagram. I've been a spectator for the longest, at least a year now, mm-hmm. more than a year, right? So I got all these fire photos, and I'm just like, all right, let's dip our toe back into like the little media, social media game, right? So open up the app. I'm going through the pictures. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do like a four slide.
I'm
like a four slide and a meme. A four slide and a meme on the last one, because that's what the kids.
That's what
doing.
They do.
I saw. You know what I mean? I saw Lauren Lionel do it. So I'm done. I'm gonna follow suit. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And so I get on this joint. So I also saw that you could put music on a regular post. Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen
yes,
that recently?
Grandpa.
That's like that mm-hmm. seems like
yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a new feature mm-hmm. to me. Right.
Yes.
So I go and I got it all together. I got the draft going. We got the right order mm-hmm. of photos right. and stuff. I got the perfect
the flow makes sense.
Yeah. I went to figure out like what song to use, you know what I mean? Like what little section of a song I should put up uh-huh. that kind of describes the moment. And I get to one screen and I can't figure out how to put the music on the slide.
That's the holdup right now?
Yes, there's no button. There's no button for the music.
Well, how's everybody else doing it?
I don't know. So I go to YouTube okay. and I look at the tutorial uh-huh. to see if someone is explaining. So
yeah.
they get to the same screen that I'm at mm-hmm. and they have a totally different button.
Oh.
Right? So then I go, well, why don't I have that button? So then I go to another video on YouTube uh-huh. and I'm like, well, how come I don't have the button?
How come?
why come I don't have the button to, you know what I mean? So the lady on the self-facing camera says, oh, if you don't have it, you can restart your phone. Boom, I restart my phone. Button's not there. Well, if you don't have it, you can uninstall and reinstall. I was a little scared because I don't remember my password, but did the uninstall and reinstall, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if this is long.
You're good.
Still don't have it. And then she goes to the final thing and she goes, if you still don't have it, Instagram slow releases new features.
What?
So you just might not be a part of the group that got it first.
Really?
Right? So now I feel a type of way because I'm like, oh, I'm just not
I've been
that
on
nigga.
This motherfucker
I'm
faithfully.
I'm not, yeah. I've been on that faithfully.
Faithfully.
Yeah, right? So I'm like,
wait,
okay.
I'm trying to go see if I got the button. I got the button. You don't got the little music button?
Do you have it for the regular post though?
Yeah, I put the music. You put the music on, right?
I don't got the music button.
Done.
The music button is not an option.
Next, don't post this can of peas, Brittany.
Yeah, you know we coming up on 40. Like that little fucked up slip. Uh-huh. You might end up posting something you ain't mean to. Yeah. Like that can happen really easy.
Is this the music note icon, right?
Let me see. Flip your phone camera. Yeah, let me see. Because now I'm really going to be tight.
Did you try again recently? Hold on. Can you see?
I can't
right here.
See.
That.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Why not?
I don't have that. So what? Now I don't feel like an important person on social media. And it totally took the steam that I had of posting whatever I was about to post. I already put so much thought.
Yeah.
So much thought and the chef kiss was like the song I was gonna put.
That's some bullshit.
And now I can't do it. So all that to say, I think I have been categorized into audience.
You ain't been active. I don't participate in that.
You ain't been active. You sit up here lurking on Instagram, not commenting on shit.
You don't get it, nigga.
You don't get it.
My ass been overactive. I've been a whole troll in these comments. I went back to my roots.
Have you really? No, what you been commenting?
I don't be trolling. I just be saying shit. I feel like, yeah, I mean, I felt the same way. Just like, I don't really know how to participate in this anymore. I don't really feel comfortable posting a lot of personal things just because nobody gives a fuck. like, does anybody really actually care? People do care. Right. People do care. I'm not going to act like that. I ain't going to act like that. But you know what I'm saying? You know how you talk to yourself. Just like, does anybody really actually care about this? Is it worth me putting that out there? But the way I get over that.
Do you remember just existing? Do you remember just existing?
Well, I kind of wanted to get back to that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to be for myself. But the way, I mean, I would say our generation of millennials, our roots are in cringe. So you just got to embrace that a little bit. Just embrace the cringe.
What do you mean the cringe? What do you
just like anything that? Where you like, you know, you think whatever you're doing isn't cool enough or you're not going to, you know what I mean? You're going to look a certain way. And it's like, look at our fucking generation, how we grew up. That shit was all cringe. Like all the different like phases we went through were so fucking cringe. Right. So that's kind of how I've been getting over it, by just being all up in the comments section and just interacting with people. That's helped me get over just the not participating at all. You know what I mean? And just kind of getting over, because I know people can see me writing shit. Like, you know, it's random who we're going to come across a post. I love when I come across a post and I see one of my friends.
I do. Like, I do. That's a little, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I know that person.
Or you come across somebody, you know, they got like shitload of likes. I'm like, hey. But
you ever go viral on a comment that you did? Yeah, not viral, but like you ever got mad? Like,
yeah, a few of them.
Yeah.
But I mean, you guys get the one person trying to argue and it's like, I don't give a fuck. But I ain't gonna argue with you about that. But I don't really get into like nothing controversial. I don't like shit on people or anything for the most part. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It's hard to find, you know, where us regular schmegler people fit in. But I think things are gonna change because it's just getting kind of played out and tiring. I mean, the content creators are gonna keep on doing their thing as long as they can make money. I mean, you see some people, they got 4 or 5 fucking profiles with all different content. Like, you guys are fucking mad. That's a full-time job. They ain't got no kids, and you know, they maybe they single people.
Right. You know what's really funny? Like, seeing like the different generations point out the like tendencies of the other generation.
Yeah.
Like, all what in regards to like social media. Mm-hmm. So like the millennial pause. I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
You ever heard about the millennial? Yeah. Right, so the millennial pause or the day in the life.
Mm-hmm.
Like the middle age over like 35 older day in the life. And it's just like some black dude with a beard getting ready and like going to Target. And there's like a camera. Like, clearly you have you set up a tripod to catch you walking.
Well, that's the thing, that's right? Like, but remember, like, we started that shit and it was a little cringy. Yeah. But now look where it is now. That's content creating. That was the baby version, and now it's so funny like you just said, we don't even think about like who the fuck set the camera up. Like, we be watching this shit like it's really like TV. Like, oh, this is just, they just magically caught this moment on camera. Right. Like,
I'm watching that nigga I don't even know put cologne on.
Right. But I think
like,
it's
with the voiceover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this fragrance.
Right.
This fragrance.
I can't stop. But but you know what, that's, I think it's funny
earring,
too.
That's dangly earring activity.
But I think it's funny too now that, you know, there was so much between Gen Z and millennials. Now Gen Zs are getting older. They're crossing over that 20. They're getting close to that 25 year, you know, age group, and they're crossing over. So now they're starting to see. You know what I'm saying? Because now they got the Gen Alpha coming up, and they're just terrors. So there's a new generation.
Yeah, Gen Alphas are terrorists. They should be on the terrorist watch list. I've gotten to the age where a group of Gen Alpha, like if I see a pack of Gen Alpha like teenagers, like I want to leave wherever I'm at.
Well, Gen Alpha, they're like 13. They're 13 and under.
I know. Yeah, I want to get up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They're unpredictable. They're an unpredictable bunch.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so geez, I did not think we were going to start off going on that long about social media.
That's fine.
I'm trying to think if I had anything else to say about social media. Oh. But I mean, the new style, because you can't even say that it's a certain generation how they make content, because people are all kind of following the same formulas, it seems now anyway, because you see all ages doing this shit. And the one that I've noticed currently is why does everyone have to be multitasking when they're setting up their forward-facing camera to talk about anything? Like, every time they open up the camera, like, and they always have to make it seem like it's just so, just the spur of the moment. Like, you know, guys, I just had to tell you real quick about how I got fired yesterday. And they start folding clothes and shit. Yeah, and I'm right. Like, okay.
Because everybody's in a fucking rush, yo. Like, I think that, like, it's funny.
Like, I know it's funny. Talk about millennial pause and how we would pause and set up and make sure we're telling a story. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just equally as cringe to be sitting there and you gotta, like, also at the same time be, like, clipping your toenails while you're, like, telling us the stories. Tell us the fucking story.
Well, they're fucking rushing through life. That's why they look like they're fucking 37 years old at 15.
I will say that is pretty funny. That revelation that's coming out. It is.
Yo, didn't we talk about that, how they were saying, like, I don't know who else talking about this with, but, like, you remember when we was younger, how much did a regular Wonder Bread mayonnaise and turkey sandwich with the processed cheese slap? Do you remember, like, that on us? Or, like, do you remember that? Or, like, a hot summer afternoon,
you just came. I was craving that, Joe. It's been a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been a minute.
But, like, you remember, like, just getting out of the pool, mm-hmm. and then you come to the, like, you just drenched, it's just out of breath, and you pick up your little sandwich, take a little bite, get stuck to your mouth, mm-hmm. and shit. Like, we ate, like, real food, kind of. Like, we still had, like, some, not real, but what I'm saying is we ate regular food.
Preservatives?
Regular food. Oh, no, listen. Let me land. Right? So we ate regular food. Like, we went in the kitchen and made a sandwich. Mm-hmm. These kids eat Wendy's every day. Like, these kids order Uber Eats.
All right.
No, the access to good food, the access there's, to, like, just, like, fast food okay. is crazy.
All right, I see where right, you went go. With that let's one. Go. The other one I've go heard ahead. Is that these niggas have too much organic shit. That's why they ain't, that's why they don't have enough preservatives in their body. That's that's why we still butterball spoon.
There's no preservative.
In front of the microwave, like...
We drink out of the hose, nigga. These kids ain't drinking out of hoses.
Oh God, they got real fruit juice. We had Capri Suns. I mean, come on.
That's why they be having allergies and shit. These kids be allergic to everything.
All right.
We was outside right. getting cuts. Cuts was infected. All right, let me stop. Go ahead.
I was like, all right, we are done. Let's be done with social media. I think that's it.
Jeez. No, let's keep the generational war up. That's funny.
Well, I mean, they're transitioning to being not the youngest generation anymore that's popping, so they'll see it's okay. I just need them to start getting some skincare routines together or something, because Jesus Christ, they do be looking older. Like, you know, it's just they're too polished. They're too polished for their age.
What do you mean by
that? Just like, you know how that's been the thing, talking about how the younger girls, because they were trying to, you know, keep up with looking older and, you know, looking a certain way even though they were younger. Like, now you look old. You're not supposed to look like that at that age. Like, you're supposed to still look how you're still supposed like to have some regular look kids. A little rough around the edges.
Yeah, you're supposed to have dry lips or something.
Yeah, you had like, this full face, perfect beat. Like, you know, weave is just laid down. Like, remember back in the day, the younger girls' weave was a little crunchy because, you know, he's trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And they were still bad for some reason, like age appropriate, of
right,
course. But
the
like,
thing is,
that
too,
side
we
ponytail.
Have access. There's access to all these things that wasn't, you know, that back in the day you didn't have access to. Like, the lace fronts weren't just in abundance. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, usually with the older women, you know, would have all those types of things. But now the younger girls do. So I think that's, too, where the mix-up comes in of how old someone looks. I mean, the problem right now is that 10-year-olds are in Sephora. The fuck they in Sephora for? Buying luxury.
Maybe. Yeah.
If you don't get yeah. your little wet wild to right. sit down. So, and then, you know, with the Stanley Cups and all these stupid things, you know.
Yeah.
That's the parents' fault, though. Anyway. So, talking about generations and shit. So, I know you guys have all heard about how they are trying to push this retirement age. First
yeah,
of all,
they said they were pushing
who planned
it to...
on retiring at 65? Did you ever even see yourself doing that to begin with? Now y'all niggas talking about 70? I didn't even think I was going to make it to 65. Like, I'm find a way. I'm not working that
yeah,
old.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't want to do it.
I think I want it. Not it's not working. You said make it. You mean like just not working?
Not like alive. Yeah, like, I'm gonna be alive. I mean, nigga, I ain't gonna be. So, no, I meant like just as far as like working till retirement age. Like, ew. I'm gonna try my damnedest. There's gonna be nothing, huh?
There's gonna be nothing left for us to like.
Anyway, retire, what like, is the, where's the motivation?
You want to know what the motivation is?
What?
Boomers. I think when you're born in like certain generations, you get like a main objective. Like whoever created this was just like, all right, this generation is going to be responsible for this. Like, I think like the millennial generation was probably being responsible for like never growing up. Like, we immature as shit. I think boomers, and we're going to get back to that, being immature. Mm-hmm. I got a story. I think boomers, like, responsibility was just like kind of like to fuck the world up as much as possible before I'm out.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if that was like the original plan, but it's very self-serving.
Well, no, that's what they did.
Yeah, I don't know if they all knew that's what was going to happen, but it was definitely self-serving. I don't see how they were thinking about future generations with anything they were doing.
Well, they weren't thinking about future. Yeah, you're right. It's selfishness. How can I be as selfish as possible for like 82 years straight? And then even when I get 82, even when I'm of... You want to know how fucked up they are? Mm. They want to push the retirement age to 70, mm-hmm. right? But these motherfuckers don't retire.
Yeah, that's weird.
These motherfuckers don't stop working. They hold on
not
to
all
these positions,
people in
especially
power,
in politics.
Yeah, that's the shit that really don't make sense.
Yeah, you can't retire until you're 70, and you're going to work until you're 75 years old, but I'm going to be 90 years old. Mm-hmm. Making the laws to keep you working until 70.
And it's like, I guess that's their answer to being like collecting more money into the system so that we can get our payouts, which is like bullshit. You know what? Didn't know.
That's like trickle down politics. That ain't happening.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we might have said this on the lost episode. But I found out that there's no income limit to who can collect Social Security.
What you mean?
Like, You could be a millionaire, like multimillionaire, and still collect a check.
I bet, because that shit ain't gonna be here when we get
but
it.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's bullshit. Like, I think I want to say, I don't know the numbers, but I want to say, because I was talking with someone about this who had the personal financial information of someone who is in that position, and they know their finances, and they told me that. I gotta look this up. I feel like because there is a max out to how much you can take, but the fact that they're even taking it, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't go off of exactly, you know, what their current net worth or whatever is, like, to that percentage, you know what I mean? There is a cutoff, they could take, like, okay. They're getting like $5,000 or $6,000 a month, I think. And it's just like, but you don't need it.
They're just stealing
just basically futures. Just getting it to have it. You don't need the money. So,
and then what happens when the money, like, does that money go back into the system? Like, say that person passes away, like, or is that willable money?
I wonder if I knew that. I think if they have like a spouse, they can get it. I don't know if they can get it in full or a portion, but I mean, just simply making a cutoff. Like, if you are filthy fucking rich, you can't collect. I mean, there's cutoffs and receive. I mean, I know it's like, you know, it's their money. They played into the system. Okay. But if there's a problem where there's not enough money because of whatever fuck shit y'all doing, like, oh, let's give Israel fucking free healthcare, free education. Let's fund their salaries. Like,
let's give the immigrants $54 million in free housing. Don't get me.
Right. We're not going to go. So, but, you know, it's like, how about you start there? You're already not fixing the taxes. So it's like, I don't know. There's other options besides just saying that a whole generation of people have to work even longer. To like, who the fuck wants to hire a 70-year-old?
Right.
Most people won't.
Well, I don't think the idea is to hire the 70-year-old. The idea is to keep that same person in that position, because we all know.
Yeah, that's the idea. But I mean, if you keep on going on like this, people don't believe in keeping fucking jobs anymore, especially if they're not being treated right. So that's out the window. People don't do that shit no more. You can't just treat people like shit and expect them to stay. You can. Some people will, but especially the newer generations, they ain't dealing with that.
Oh, yeah. They skipping.
But I mean, I think that's an awesome example of them doing that. I mean, I know it can hurt you and you can't abuse it. You know, you have to use it tactfully. Like, you don't just fucking quit every little thing. And when you're like in an effed up position, but definitely don't stick around in a place that doesn't value you. You know, right, and right. These companies ain't changing. They ain't fucking changing their ways. So that's
how long America's check engine light been on.
I mean, that I just thought about. So I said that I just thought about Kellogg's and them talking about. Y'all niggas could just eat cereal for breakfast. No big deal. I didn't see that commercial. I saw a clip of a Frosted Flakes commercial and they're like, cereal for dinner or something, like, right?
Yeah. What was that? Yeah, like, you want to know, so, like, I feel like people are so far removed from the struggle that, like, hearing that is like, just so jarring to hear. But, like, there's people that do live like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
And
I
mean, them trying to push it to make it.
But, like,
right. But, like,
how dare you?
Trying to push it to make the norm. Like, to make that, like, that's normal.
Yeah, within a conversation, like, of where people cannot afford food right now. And he's like, hey, I mean, my food's pretty affordable, though. How about you guys just eat that for dinner? But it's like, meanwhile, right. How much is your salary, sir? How much are you paying your,
like,
employees?
You have no shame. Like, these people have no shame.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure that you aren't giving out bonuses, you dickhead. I'm sure that you have workers that are struggling while you're sitting up here on your freaking pile of money talking about eat some cereal for dinner.
Cereal for breakfast.
I'm trying to look at their different products. So we have, if we want to eat Kellogg's for dinner, we have the choice of different cereals. They got Pop-Tarts. Mm-hmm. They got Cheez-Its. Pringles.
Cheez-Its slaps, though.
And Eggos. Wonderful options.
I saw the person talking about it, like, on a news segment, mm-hmm. and he was talking about it all exciting. And then, like, after that, just as an example, it's not something I actually saw, but after that, it'll talk about, like, it'll be the same people talking about, like, how America is still number one, or, like, how America is so great, this, that, and the third. And it's just like, how can those two things exist? You're telling me, because of times, I need to eat cereal for dinner, but then on the flip side, like, we're still the leading example of the world in every facet. And that's what I'm saying, like, how long does the check engine have to be on before, like, we go see a mechanic?
I don't know, because now they're bringing in migrants and giving them free food and housing for, like, at least 2 years. So I don't.
Don't you feel? What's the motive for that? If, like, you had to guess, what?
I keep hearing, like, different theories. I mean, and the one I keep hearing most common is they're saying that, you know, we're not having enough children here and the future workforce is dwindling. So they need to bring in people to help with mm-hmm. that. But that doesn't make sense when there's mostly, like, when it's a shitload of criminals coming in from, not even from fucking Mexico. Like, it's all these different countries. Like, it's mad different races of people coming in here. And people are saying, like, no, those are gang members. Those are, like, these type of people, that type of people. I don't know the validity of that, of course, but I'm pretty sure if they're just, they ain't vetting shit. Like, I don't get it. And you can't even say somebody coming in with kids is legit, because they could grab any kid. I don't know what's going on.
We spoke about it off mic, but they said, like, there's, like, a huge influx of, like, Chinese mm-hmm. military age men that are just, like, crossing the border, mm-hmm. like, thousands, and no one's talking about it.
I mean,
they got in on the inside, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they? If word got around that this is what's happening, like, why wouldn't you take advantage right. of that? But on the topic of food and stuff, I did come across a clip of, this is in Tennessee, and they were having a discussion about vaccines and produce, like, in potatoes and tomatoes and corn and stuff. And I can't find any other information about this. This brought about because California found a way to do this, but I haven't seen any other states bring this up. I'm not sure why Tennessee is bringing this up. I don't know, but this was recent, like, last month. And they just also didn't confirm, like, because the guy was asking, like, right now, is this in the market right now that there's vaccines in the foods? And they didn't really answer yes or no. But
it was kind of one of the things, like, we're having this conversation about vaccines in the food, and the only way we would have this conversation is if there was vaccines in the food, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get a confirmation or solid concrete answer. It was like, what? The one dude was like, why are we talking about this? Is there vaccines right. in produce right now? And the guy wouldn't answer. The guy was like, no, we're talking about this if and when it was. Like, it was so
convoluted. It was weird. They were definitely dancing around it. But right. This article I saw that kind of sums up what we saw in that clip. And it was like, some Tennessee lawmakers are wanting rules in place to prevent vaccines from possibly being put in fruits and vegetables. And they said, there are no vaccines in your lettuce or tomatoes right now. But Representative Sipicki believes it could happen since researchers in California have perfected putting vaccines in certain foods. And when I Googled it, I guess there was a lot of talk about COVID vaccines being put in food back when that was happening. I don't know if it got mentioned. So there was really only an abundance of articles about that specifically. But they're talking about like the polio vaccine and stuff. So like, you know, stuff that people are opting out of. The childhood vaccines. But he's like, if you go to buy tomatoes and there's a polio vaccine in there, like, are you going to be aware that you're buying a polio vaccine? And then it's like, what are the amounts? What if you eat tomatoes all the time? Could you get too much? This is just fucking crazy. Because it's like, how do you know the proper dosage? Like, I don't know. But something to keep your ears open for. The protection bill passed its latest House committee vote last week. I don't know if that means that they're kind of putting a stop on it. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. It's a very vague article, but I thought that was a little... I mean, they're already talking about the damn cloned meat already. I mean, that's what Wendy's uses. Wendy's uses cloned meat. They do. I'm convinced, 100%.
That's the surge pricing.
But they got the nerve. You know what, too? You know how they was real talkative on their fucking Twitter page? Yeah. Wendy's, you know how they was talking all that shit? I went there yesterday to see if they've been talking. They ain't said shit. Oh, y'all quiet now, huh? I wish they would. And somebody said it to us laughing. I saw a video. They were like, if any of you guys fucking pay them surge prices, you better not. Because all these other companies are going to start trying to do the same thing. And I said, that's facts.
No, 100% facts. Mm-hmm. Yo, I saw this video and this guy, and I don't know if you sent it to me. This guy was just like ranting, talking about like rent pricing. Mm-hmm. And like just the price of rent that just continues up. Like every year, it goes up. And the fact that like we just keep paying it, but still complaining about it is kind of crazy, which I understand.
Because there's power in numbers. You know, you need to know for sure that you have a backing behind you, because if you don't, you're going to get fucked. Mm. That's the problem. You don't have enough people all together, you know, doing the same thing. So that's the problem. You just need to organize. But, you know, it gets rough. I mean, that's the thing. It's like they use it against you, your fear. And especially if you have kids, too, you know, it's just like... Right. It's hard to make, you know, those decisions, especially if you don't know if people are actually going to, you know, participate. Just like I saw people were saying, you know, they're not going to pay their taxes. But I'm like, do y'all even owe taxes?
We kind of pussy. We are.
As a and collective, like,
it's not like on it's not like on purpose. It's not individualized. But I think like prime example. Still to this day, it's fucked up that like the only way you can get healthcare is to have like a 9-to-5 job, that like your health is tied to your labor.
Yeah, unless you can get a government assistance, but
yeah, unless but for the most part, mm-hmm. people are working just to have healthcare. Mm-hmm. Like that's just in itself, I think that's like insidious type shit. So that keeps
but guess
you
what? In Israel,
stuck in the job.
Israel, we pay for their healthcare. We pay for their healthcare, guys.
Do we really?
Yes.
You've been on that shit. And I commend
you. I mean, I know that we're directly involved in a lot of shit, but this is like, nigga, we really like, we are really involved in this bullshit. This is nuts.
What type of like 360 deal does like Israel have America in?
It's something wild. I mean, I know that they needed to have something set up in the Middle East that was for them, you know, that they could control. So that's what it is. But what? How is it that you're fully funding everything over there, though? Like, is that worth it? Whatever the trade-off is, what is the fucking trade-off where that's, you know what,
that's
I'm,
what
saying?
I'm saying?
That's the what amount of power they have. Like, what's really going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. Like the walls of society is like kind of folding in on itself, mm-hmm. because like that fact that they have universal health care, like, that, is that what you would call it?
Whatever,
like,
you want to call it.
Paying,
it's free.
We're paying for it. There, it's free for them, right? But that they'll play in our face and act like that's impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing it over there.
For Jewish people. We can do it for the Jewish people. I'm sorry to tie it back.
Don't get us canceled on our... Like, no, I'm with it.
We were just having the conversation and they were saying, oh, no, Jewish people don't run this. They don't run that. But they obviously running a lot of shit over here. And we can see that clear as day right now. And I mean, you could say you commend me. I turn my eye away from a lot of things because it's hard to look at this stuff. But I just follow a good amount of people, you know, that consistently post things. And I try to post, you know, what I feel like is informational and can help at least some people, you know, stay up to date with whatever the fuck is going on. But at this point, I mean, it's been 5 months.
Yeah. But, like, it's you insane. Haven't missed the... You haven't missed a beat. That's why I commend you. Like you obviously, it's something you're passionate about, and people need to know it.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm
getting
my information from Brett.
You want to play the comparison game? Well, why don't you post about this? Why don't you post about that? And it's just like, I mean, I would love to, but geez, Louise. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is what I have the most information on right now, and this is what our country is directly involved in actively right now. Where it's like our president can literally stop this shit. And he's maybe I'll send some aid. Maybe think about a ceasefire. Bitch, it's been 5 motherfucking months. What do you mean think about it? Like, what do you mean think about it? And it's just crazy. Right. Like, you know, you just see how all these different leaders and stuff play in all of our faces. And there's still people talking about, oh, don't vote for Trump. Don't, you know, we have to keep Biden in there. And it's like, okay, even if you want to say, you know, people of course want to bring the argument, oh, what a Palestinians got to do with black people and all that type of stuff. But it's like, we're funding their lifestyle over there, guys. What the fuck is that doing for our community? I'm not saying Trump is better. I'm saying F both of them. Don't vote for either one of them. We're still trying to vote for one of the lesser evils. You don't have to choose either one of them. You can still vote for everything else. Neither one of them get your vote. How about that? I mean, god dang. Why hasn't nobody assassinated them yet? Why are both of them still alive?
Vince Staples said that.
Back. Haven't we been seeing that lately?
He was like, we need to bring assassinations back. Yeah. He looked at his clock and said, yeah, we're due.
Absolutely.
We're due for an assassination.
100%. We are fucking overdue. Shit.
Yeah, they be killing the wrong people, right?
Man.
Damn, I don't want to risk.
But this next election will be crazy.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if this next election is going to complete itself. Somebody's dying. Calling it right now.
Yeah, you heard it first. You heard it first.
Are they going to have an actual debate?
BZ podcast.
Are they going to actually have a debate?
I don't know if, like...
Don't be changing the rules on that. Nah, keep all the rules. Y'all want to let old... Y'all don't want to have an age limit. Two skeletons up there. You saw that when Trump didn't even remember his wife's name. He called that bitch Mercedes.
I don't know, but something about that's kind of playing, though. So I don't know why, but something about that's kind of playing. No. This next election is going to be crazy. But again, like, just as an onlooker, because I feel like I'm an audience for everything. Like, I have no leg in anything. Like, I'm just trying to make sure the people around me are okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's all you can really control. But, like, just having no leg in the fight, it's just amazing to see how people are so still, like, involved in, like, still have belief in it. I feel like politics is kind of like the same belief in politics is the same belief you have to have in, like, the U.S. dollar. you get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
I guess. I feel like that has more leverage in our politics.
It's backed by nothing. It's backed by nothing.
I know,
just
that's
more.
What I'm saying. That's the problem. I feel like that even has more leverage in our fucking politics right now.
Yeah, isn't that sad though? But like to see people like still so involved and like just like you said, like, oh, you can't let Trump back in. Like, I don't know if you've been watching this reality series called The World. Like, it hasn't gotten better no matter who was in. Like,
none of this shit matters. And obviously, they all were the same type time.
Clearly.
All those people that were so quote-unquote progressive and all those people you think are going to make a difference, all them bitches folded on this topic. None of them are speaking ill of Israel. Nope. That's how you know. What's that? What's her name? That Alexandria, whatever. I can't remember her name right now. That woman, the young woman.
The young Spanish woman.
She ain't said shit.
She was super, super outspoken.
Yeah, she ain't said shit. She hasn't said nothing. There's a black woman that was, she was real loud about the House Speaker and shitting on him. She was mum about this topic. And I'm like, so what the hell do they got on all y'all?
What kind of blackmail photos you think, like?
Is that America or is the money? Got? You know, they all getting checks from APAC. Yo, I was out the other day, and I was around like Penn students and stuff, and one of the dorms, I believe, is like a, I don't want to say it's a Jewish dorm, but they have the Israeli flag hanging up. I think whoever the dorm is named after, the guy was Jewish, because they've done a few demonstrations. They were when all this was first happening. And I see the kid with the, he has a yarmulke on that the Israeli flag, and I'm just like, and he was just standing around looking very uncomfortable, and I'm like, bro, like you doubling down out here. y'all was really trying to be like they beheaded babies, which was all proven false, but we're seeing images of actual babies getting you know, I don't even want to go into the detail of the things that we're seeing. And that doesn't exist. I'm not understanding this. I understand your faith. No, I don't. Because that's a Zionist faith. So no, I don't. That's not regular Jewish faith when you're on that type time. It's just, I just don't understand the mentality of how you can, unless you're just choosing not to look at any of it, how you could feel that way and feel like they're still in the right. It don't make any sense.
Well, that's why I feel like there's, you know, the start of the pod, we were talking about just how distracted we can be from being distracted. And you can choose, you can go a whole day and not see any of this if you choose not to.
Yeah.
And that's if you choose not to. And then you add on the extra of just being pitched certain things.
Right.
And pitched all these extra things. So, like, you can really watch somebody dance for 24 hours straight.
True. Yeah.
You can, you know, like, it's easy. It's, I don't know, man. How do you protect your peace? You know, it's a balance. It's a balance. It's like protecting your peace, but also being aware of what the hell is going on. And I don't know. It's a crazy world out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, they're like, everything is literally like on fucking fire and we're supposed to just continue on. Like, how long does this go on? But I mean, you know,
listen, the world's on fire and I'm complaining about not being able to put music on my 4-slot post. let's completely be honest, yo. Like,
I mean, I guess that's just the double life we're all living right now. But shoot, what was I about to say? I don't know what the hell I was about to say. Maybe it'll come back to me, but what I was saying earlier that I would get into later, and I wonder that too, is just how they always say, like, within the quantum world, how you're able to, like, shift your reality. And it's just like,
what do you mean by shift your reality?
Like, you know, they say there's parallel versions of yourself living in so many different, you know, different lives or whatever. So if you shift to or
dimensions,
yeah, sure.
Getting into different dimensions,
different realities. Like, there's five of you right now living a life, but they're all in different quantum universes or something.
I want to go to one that's lit. Let me go to the one that, like, you know, what I mean?
Maybe you can. I don't know, but you know, like I said, I was saying before how we all think that we're having these individual experiences, but we aren't. We're all kind of going through the same things, but I don't know how true that is, you know, because I'm like, is it actually you just shifting reality? Am I getting, like, say I'm shifting my reality. I'm now talking to a different version of Isaiah.
Okay.
I don't know. I just wonder those types of things, you know, when you feel like whatever you're going through and you're feeling like alone in something, you know, and you're thinking other people around you aren't going through the same thing, or they're having a better experience than you. And it's just like, they're nine times out of 10, they're probably feeling the same way you feel to a degree, if you're able to get to the core of it with someone. But I don't know, it's kind of like some Matrix type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Off camera, you mentioned like we're all kind of in our little bubble.
Yeah, like we're all like in our little bubbles, and we think that, oh, we're just going through these individual things by ourselves. But I'm like, I don't know how true that is, because if we're shifting realities, then the people around us also are shifting as well. Because if you're a different version,
they almost drooled, nigga.
Versions of other people. I know this is like a lot, but it's just things that I've been
just
thinking
say. Just say type shit after. Just say type shit, and we will understand.
Well, because I just wonder, like, because we're all kind of going through the same things, you know, but we think we're not. So I just wonder if it's all collective, or if it's just something you're individually controlling.
So can I ask, all right, so are you saying that, like, so say you shift your reality personally, mm-hmm. like you're like, okay, I'm tapping into a different...
Mm-hmm.
Are you a different Brittany or a different person you're interacting with?
I'm asking. You would be shifting into a different version of yourself, say.
All right. So you're saying if I'm shifting into a different version of myself, does that also mean I'm experiencing a different version of somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Like either people, right. You know, like, are you going to experience the different versions of them? Because now you've shifted into something different.
Got you. But then, like, that's where, like, the word quantum comes in, because mm-hmm. I feel like quantum just sounds like a billion different mm-hmm. variations, yeah. like, everlasting, because if that's, so you shifted you, but then what if I shifted me mm-hmm. at the same time, yeah. you shifted you.
But is that even true?
Totally
like,
different.
Like, I don't know. Or are we all shifting together? I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't know, because like if two people are shifting, it's like, do you get a super boost? Like, oh yeah, nigga, yeah. Like, I know, like, we both actually did it. Other people might have you get like kind of like a default shift. I don't know. I'm going to leave it there. I have no answers for y'all. I just threw that shit out there and I don't even.
No, it's fine.
No,
it's
conclusion
fine.
On that.
It made me think of, I text you one time and I was just like, yo, who came up with type shit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're explaining something, yeah. someone be like, yeah, this type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a way to explain something that you can't fully explain it. Like that's like a shortcut, like lazy way to be
lazy,
like, yeah.
way. Like, you know, it just all falls into that category, but that's the beauty of language.
Right. That's like the Gen Alpha, etc.
Or Gen Z.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if the alphas are on that type. Like, I don't know if they on that type shit. Like, nah. Hold on. I wanted to look up something really quick because I just saw, which I'm sure many of you have seen now, that Cat Williams is on Joe Rogan's podcast. Which
yeah,
is
I listened
super
to
cool.
I have like 30 minutes left. Yeah, I have like 30 minutes left of that.
Holy moly. I sounded so corny. I'm sorry. Holy moly. I wanted to see the. So what
Jay
I
Willikers.
Thought, I haven't listened to the whole thing yet because it's 3 hours long, so I'm about an hour in. But the kid starts talking about Anunnaki and all the type of, you know, crazy out there things. And I think it's right. super cool because, all right, that freaking Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams interview is at 60 million views.
God
holy
damn.
Crap. It was at 16 last time I saw it. It's at 60 million.
Can you see what Joe Rogan's?
Yeah, I'm about to
look now. That right now.
It was at like okay. 6 when I last looked, but let me see where it's at right now.
And that's only what you're getting on YouTube, right?
Yeah. So they're at 7.5 million right now. So what I think
but
is
I'm pretty sure
super duper cool because Kat didn't get into all this type of stuff talking with Shannon. Like that was just a, you know, fuck you. They're also drinking on that show too, which adds to the loose lips. But you could tell he was being careful with what he said because he didn't want them to take clips and try to, you know. But I think it's super cool that episode has 60 million views. And a lot of people, of course, went to check it out because of the drama. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them don't really know about Cat Williams and never followed his career. Of course, many people do. But there's a lot of people I'm seeing from the comments of the Joe Rogan one that are just, like, saying, you know, how they're learning about Cat and this, and that. So I think it's really cool because, of course, Joe Rogan's general audience, you know, is on all that type of, you know, conspiracy stuff and
woo-woo conspiracy
and all type of things. And Kat is definitely on that type of time too, but a lot of people wouldn't know that. So I think it's really cool that these types of topics are going to be introduced to a whole new audience of people that are just going to be watching Joe thinking he's going to be on there talking shit again, probably. You know, like, oh, let me watch to see who he's going to talk about this time. And he didn't talk like that. So I think it's cool that people are going to be hearing about some really out there topics that they probably never would have, you know, came across.
Heard about before.
And that's just going to open up more people's eyes. I mean, that's how it happens. You know, it happens in such a weird way where people are able to open their eyes to certain things. So I think that's really cool. That was my first impression.
Yeah, I think that's fire. There's that, but there's also like the, not even pushing back on it, but there's also like, you went to Shin and cut up like a motherfucker. Like, let's be real, he cut up like a motherfucker. And it's just like, could we have had that, the conversation that we're having with Joe Rogan, could we have had that on like a black platform? Instead of the drama? I'm just wondering if we could have.
I mean, if you would, it depends on the host. So if he would have went to talk to, what's that one black guy, Billy Carson, who's pretty popular right now, that talks about like space and aliens and all type of stuff. His name's Billy Carson, I believe.
I don't know if I've heard of
that. I believe that's his name. But yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the host. Like, so, you know, in that instance, Kat had a problem with previous guests that were on, you know, Love Shay Shay. I hate that.
Yeah, so he came loaded.
So, you know, I think it was a different environment.
This guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check him out.
Yeah, he has some pretty cool content. I haven't really watched too much, but I've come across some of his stuff, and he's cool. But yeah, I think it depends. So.
And then I think on the flip side of that, like, awesome that like these more, you know, out there, but not really out there, like topics and stuff are being discussed. But then, like, I was telling you about the menthol cigarette shit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You finally saw it, right? Uh-huh. And I went to the comment section, and I wrote down, I was just like, yo, the comment section is, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's, for the most part, like, just so low vibrational. Because people were getting so mad and just...
On that video?
Using it as an opportunity. Yeah,
oh, I saw maybe one where I don't people see were
just
anymore.
Like, oh, that's racist.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they were saying, oh, black people, and like, right, and they were like, they were rebutting, well, white people kiss their dogs, this, that, and the third. And I was just like, yo, this conversation, this little tidbit that you're getting about menthol cigarettes and black people is like the smallest portion of a 3-hour conversation.
Wait, was it clipped that is somewhere? Way.
Yeah, the clip. Oh, they put the clip up, and it was Joe Rogan.
Okay, well then, yeah, it was Joe Rogan asking. Especially too, if you don't understand how Joe Rogan's humor works and how he talks.
It wasn't even the funny.
But
thing
I'm
is,
saying he
kind of
says
humorous.
Stuff sarcastically too.
Right,
like, you got to catch. Like he's not trying to say it. He's like, oh, because of that, of course. Mm-hmm. Right. Like he's not saying like literally that. He's being sarcastic and saying it. So I think.
But let's be 100% honest. Can we be honest? Like cigarettes, menthol has targeted black people with their marketing. Yeah, niggas. Like I don't know too many niggas that smoke cigarettes that aren't smoking a menthol cigarette. Like let's just be completely honest. Like stop acting like it's so far fetched. I know, and that's why I think it's the younger generation because I know the younger generation
well,
is off cigarettes.
I mean, it's, like, but it's also too it's a part of attention. You know, you want to be the first one to call out. Hey. They said that. I found it. I called it, guys. Look at them. They said something wrong. I'm the first one to say it. But, I mean, I liked what Kat said. He's like, well, you know, black people in general, we like flavors that are concentrated. So he's like, whether that be cognac or, you know, that intense
that
mint
cognac
flavor. He gonna say mint julep. But yeah, I left off pretty much where he was talking about. Well, Joe actually brought that up, saying that they think now that Atlantis was in Africa, and they were showing some geographical images, which was interesting.
Did you know? And I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to get us canceled, but I just remembered this. In Israel, I came across a post, and it was saying that it is illegal for a citizen of Israel to trace their ancestry with like a 23andMe.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, yo. And now I was trying to look it up to see if I could get anything other than the guy on TikTok saying it. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be true. And if that is true.
Well, they were saying Ashkenazi is in Turkey. And I mean, that's what, like when I did my DNA, I had a percentage Ashkenazi and I have percentages in Turkey and that region. And they're like, that's where that, and there's like surrounding countries that are very similar to that word Ashkenazi. So like that's, it makes sense.
Yeah. So the reason being they wouldn't be able to trace it, or they made it illegal, is that if they were to trace it, all of their ancestry would not link to the land that they claim is theirs.
But I mean, that's so they're, obvious. I mean, it's just, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just,
it can
just
be, again, it, I'm trying to explain yeah, it for the audience. Right. So like, you know, this is something you can't say out loud, that the land isn't rightfully theirs. But the fact that they're making it illegal,
because you don't see, like, you don't like, see that wrong with this guy.
Yeah, like, wait a second. Hold on. What? You can't trace it because why? Like, you don't. You know, I'm telling you, like, there's something in media, they call it the fourth wall. Mm-hmm. That's where, like, you kind of let the audience into what's going on behind the scenes. Right. I believe I'm using that right. Mm-hmm. I think the fourth wall of society is coming down, because that's a blatant, like, hey, don't go in there.
Right.
Why? You know what I mean? Like, that's a blatant, hey, why? But why? Can I go? No, you don't go in there. Don't you touch that.
Right. Y'all better start asking why. But you know what? I'm sorry to even circle back to this. We just briefly, well, I'm assuming everybody heard about Wendy's and they surge prices. We didn't explain that.
Oh, no, we didn't explain that. I was going to ask you, so Wendy's is talking about, like, when they're busy, they're going to make the food more expensive, but it's the same food. and do we both agree that that's, like, bullshit? That's bullshit, right?
It's ridiculous. Like, it's already expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It's already expensive.
Yeah, it's already expensive.
So between the hours, like 4 and 6 or something, their busy time, I guess, you know, during the rush hour, after work and stuff. I don't know if they said exact hours, but they're going to raise the prices. They didn't say by how much, but.
But I think the more fun conversation is, because this is Wendy's, like, what restaurant, like, would you pay the surge price for? That's I think that's the funner conversation, because Yo, Wendy's, let me tell you something.
I probably
Wendy's.
Would for coffee. In the morning, if they're like, you know, hey, like after 12, the coffee is $2 cheaper or something, I probably would still buy the fucking coffee in the morning.
Okay.
With them up. And let me not say that too loud. Don't get any ideas.
Yeah, but no, that's what we didn't talk about. Did we talk about, like, if we start doing that, that's going to make everybody else doing it?
Well, yeah, exactly. I yeah. So about it's 20 like minutes people, ago. Like, I feel like this is the most low level shit. Like, if you guys actually participate in paying for these surge prices for Wendy's. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Is Wendy's that good?
It's not.
To let them be the
did I tell the story of how I tried to reheat a chicken sandwich, almost caught on fire? I didn't tell you that?
No.
Oh yeah. Back when I first had my baby, I was at home working one day and just like didn't have anything in the house. Like, I don't know, it was just like a bad planning day. So I DoorDashed some Wendy's, because that's like, Wendy's is next to my house. I just needed something quick. It was just like a bad day. So I was like, whatever, I'll DoorDash Wendy's. It's like right down the street. So they undercooked my chicken sandwich. I got a grilled chicken sandwich and it was raw. So I'm like,
oh, you gotta be careful with the grilled chicken. I heard don't fuck with grilled chicken.
No, that's what I'm saying. Restaurant. Like, the chicken absolutely is not real. I don't know about the burgers, but I'm gonna assume if they doing this with the chicken, I don't trust nothing else there. But maybe right. The bacon, But but anyway, so the joint is raw in the middle. So I'm like, okay. So I tried to put it on the stove, like on in a skillet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, maybe I can just cook it down or something. And it was like rubbery, and it was just like steaming. And it's like searing on the outside, but it wasn't like cooking. So then I'm like, so I tried putting it in the microwave, which wasn't a good idea. And then that motherfucker started zapping, hit that black spot, crackling, popping. Yeah, it's about to set on fire. I'm like, yo, what the F?
Yeah,
this
like
is
that.
Not real. Like this that. Is not real meat. And I mean, I'm pretty sure that they're allowed to use clone meat at this point without disclosing it. So they absolutely are. got the nerve talking about some surge prices. But that's why I'm like, yeah, as loud as Wendy's be on social media, y'all ain't saying nothing about this.
Wendy's be giving me surge diarrhea. Like, like straight up. Like, every time I eat Wendy's, I understand. And I don't eat Wendy's that much, but I understand, all right, I'm going to eat this, and I am going to flame out my behind, like, no matter what I eat. Like, in about 45 minutes, or don't eat it late at night. Don't eat it before you go to sleep.
Yeah, after that, I just haven't been able to eat there. Now, I won't lie. I've gotten a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I ain't going to lie.
In the morning, it almost pop.
But I'm like, could you? I feel like I could tell if it was fake bacon.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, I'm not going to start on the food talk. But yeah, I think that's all, folks.
Yeah.
Show's over. Bye.
Yeah, see ya. See you in 9 months, motherfuckers.
No. You know what? In all honesty, I know that we talked a lot about, oh, we're going to be consistent. We're going to come back. Like, I know as far as for myself, I am literally finally in a place where it's like things have calmed the F down. And it's right. Weird. Like, I don't even know how to just, like, settle into it properly. You know what I'm saying? It's just like...
That's a good... So, back to... I don't want to, like, prolong this.
No, but it's like, okay. You know, I know we're saying, about like, to, though. Because this is yeah. Something I kind of want to talk about. I forgot.
You know how you were saying, like, the new form of content is, like, people rushing through mm-hmm. life and multitasking while they're talking, da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. doing this. Like... I feel like us rushing and doing all this shit became such the norm that now, like, for you, now that you're actually, like, settled, like, when's the last time you've been, like, settled? Like, when's the last time you felt like, okay,
I finally
got the ground? That's what I'm saying. It's like, so it's a good thing. Like, it's a great thing, but I don't even know if you, like, appreciate it yet.
I mean, it's so strange because you know how they say like people that are in abusive relationships, you know, all they know is chaos. So like, that's why they generally go back to chaos. And even though I'm not in that situation particularly, I'm so used to always having some sense of urgency where I'm trying to do all these things by myself, you know, even if it's just keeping up the house or organizing things or just, you know, going through this or that. And it's like, I moved in with my man. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, just so many things have just gotten so much easier. And I'm not used to it.
you uncomplicated your life in many ways.
Many, many ways. I mean, even down to just having, like, not having to leave to go to the laundromat. So simple. But, oh my fucking God. Like, so tired of doing that. And it's like, have a dishwasher, you know, and it's just like those take up so much of your time, those simple things with hand washing all the goddamn dishes and leaving to go do laundry every week. And it's just like just a bunch of other things. Like, I've gotten rid of so many things when I moved. Like, I basically got rid of my whole apartment, sold a ton of stuff, gave away so many things to my neighborhood that I know was useful to my community, which I feel really good about. It's like appliances, this and that, like nice stuff. But right. I didn't post it online because a lot of people are just fucking hoarders and they don't need shit. Like, we had a lot of free groups in my neighborhood on Facebook. And you see the same motherfuckers commenting under every goddamn post. Like, bitch, you comment on every single thing people post for free. Stop it. You don't need this stuff. So
they're reselling it.
Neighborhood, I have a senior citizen's home, like an independent living. It was a high rise across the street from my house. And then, you know, just the general people. I mean, I live, it's the Philly. It's Philly. So we kind of always in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah. Like, people in my neighborhood were walking by and was able to pick up the things. Or the older people from across the street came over and grabbed a lot of things. So it's just little things like decorative things, like wall art, candles, blenders, like all types of shit. Because I didn't want to have double here. And I'm just trying to live a minimalist life, guys. Trying. I want the least amount of things as possible. I don't want all this shit. I don't. But yeah, you know, just settling in here, and I was just like, all right. Sometimes I'm just sitting down and I'm like, I don't have anything. There's always something to do. But it's just like, you know, I don't have anything pressing to do right now. Like, I could just go do some art or something if I want it.
That's dope.
And I freeze.
That would used to be life.
I freeze. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, you just keep sitting there and it's like, but I don't feel right. I feel like I should be doing something else. And you just don't do anything, which I'm working through it. But I just think it's so funny. You know what I'm saying? How we always put it to the extremes, you know, only those people react that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that are going through these abusive situations or have these terrible lives, you know, and they're working through it. I don't have a terrible life, but, you know, I'm still trying to work through just being like having an easier life, having an easier life. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And my baby's getting older. And my baby's getting older, so he's getting easier as far as,
you know,
the things. But yeah, like that.
We could take this out if you want to. But one of the challenges of us recording was you literally just didn't have the space sometimes. Like,
well, I mean, I'm still in my son's room, so I won't say that that's... I won't say that it's like, you know, I still have an abundance of space, but my son, he's with his dad on the weekends. So yeah, I'm in his room right now. But before it was like the baby's always crying and stuff because he was at an age where it's like he still really couldn't talk. So it's like I didn't know when he was going to, you know, be crying and this and that. So he's He tells us what he wants. He got his little shows he's watching. He got his little cars. So he's about to be three. So, you know, that's just gotten easier. So, yeah, I can say that I am very confident that we will be back into recording. Especially, you know, we've talked to some of our old guests and they've expressed, you know, wanting to reconnect with us, and we definitely want to reconnect as well. So that's already in the talks with two people, you know, we have in mind. So right. I can say with confidence that I am available to be here to talk to you guys. You know, no matter how big the audience, I don't really think that's the point. And I wanted to say to you too, in regards to your hesitation with posting and, you know, not really understanding where we fit in. And I know that's a problem for a lot of us, but I don't think it matters really the size of your audience, because it's like we all have people that look up to us. We all look up to other people. We all admire certain people. You know what I mean? We all have those few people who pay attention to what we're saying. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's important to show up for those people, even if you think, you know, this doesn't matter, or why am I even saying this? Why am I even sharing this? You know, nobody's going to care. If you have two people, you know, that you inspire, that's enough.
Yeah, I don't think it was more so like what the audience, the size of the audience. I think it was more so like, I think subconsciously we were talking about before creators and audience, like the two groups. And I just, being the idea of being a creator, it started to get cringy to me.
But I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I think we got to make a third lane. It shouldn't just be right. You know what I'm saying? We have to make a third lane. It can't just be creator and audience. Take the shit back to the roots.
Yeah, let's take it way back. Way back. Way back. I do want to say this, like with the people that we've been in contact with that want to get back on the pod, with that, I also want to just put it out there, because there's people that haven't been on the pod that I know was looking forward to being on the pod, and we went on this huge hiatus. Clearly, we just went on our P's and Q's, and we didn't want to force nothing if we weren't going to be consistent with it, at least. So as we get back into the swing of things and figure out our schedules and navigating life be lifing, you know, like, let's just be honest, and navigating lifing. We hope to open our doors up and have more people on, more artists, talk to more interesting people. Just give us some time. We want to make sure that we handle y'all with care.
Definitely. And I want to know when will we be able to see what's going on with the side venture you're doing?
So one of the beauties of this part of this part of being in this is that I'm not in control of everything. I'm usually not in this position, like, where I'm not hands-on in every facet. Like, and it's hilarious because I'm in the group chat and I might bring up something and somebody will answer back and be like, yeah, that's already taken care of. I'm like, I don't have to worry about anything but preparing for the interview segment. Mm-hmm. So I don't know when the first episode is coming. I know we are recording in bulkload episodes for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it's happening sometime this year. I don't know how much leadway he's going to put in between putting episodes up and recording them. Mm-hmm. We'll probably drop before like this next, probably drop one before the next couple months, but I don't know. There is beauty in being blissful of the process.
Yeah, for sure.
Come in, show up to work and be good. Like,
well,
you know,
I'm excited.
So
I can't wait to see it.
I am. I'm really excited. I'm gonna share some stuff with you. Okay. Behind the scenes, some BTS footages.
Aye, man.
But yeah, I'm excited, and I will keep y'all updated. And you know, cross-platform type shit. So we've talked to artists. I want to get to a point where we like, hey, yo, go holla at Ron Abasi, fly him up.
Yeah, definitely.
Come do the joint. Do it in person. I want to meet some of these people we've been talking to and cultivated these relationships in the last couple of years. So I'm definitely excited, and I can't wait to share it with y'all. Right. So I'll post about it eventually.
All right. We're going to be looking for it. Then. All right. Well, this was a nice welcome back. We made
did
it a little bit longer than our normal, at least. So
they
hope you guys
it.
Enjoyed this
minutes.
Conversation. And as always, if you feel, you know, inclined, please let us know your thoughts or your commentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we love y'all. We will be back as soon as possible. We'll leave it at that.
In a jiffy. All right, y'all.
In a jiffy. All right. Peace.
Peace, love, and blessings.